Now, this is a story that is changing by the hour. For more, we're going to go out to the Ukraine and our senior Kiev bureau chief, Rob Corddry. Rob, thanks very much for joining us. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving out there.
Thank you, John.
The people back here love and miss you. Rob.
I wish I could hear them.
Describe the scene for us there.
It's like a mass of people waving flags. Some red, some green. Some kind of palatial type structure to the right there. They seem very small, but of course that could be a perspective issue resulting from the comparative distance between myself and the crowd.
Okay, Rob, in terms of the election.
Oh.
We didn't hear anything about possible fraud beforehand, then all of a sudden this controversy explodes.
Well, best I can tell, John, when people here voted, they didn't use their Ukrainians.
Rob, you don't seem to be very informed about what's going on there.
John, come on, look. I was ready for a flawed election, okay? Send me to Cleveland, Dade County, New Mexico, for God's sakes, but the Ukraine? But I thought they were part of the Soviet Union.
The Soviet Union is no more.
What? When did that happen? See, John, this is just not my beat, man. I mean, between you and me and the wall, I don't know if I should be Kiev bureau chief.
All right, Rob. We're hearing talk now that there may be a new election. They're literally going to throw out the results and start again. Is there any idea of a timetable for when that would come about?
I don't know, John. All I know is every day this drags on is another day I eat nothing but beets. I'm actually serious, John. I'm tired of pissing red.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob Corddry in Kiev. We'll be right back after this.